The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Moodi Bharadvajam Imam Bharadvajam Bruhaspati Jato Jaduktva Pitaro Bharadvajastat Stoyam. Foolish woman, Bhara, just maintain Dvajam, although born by an illicit connection between two. Imam, this child, Bhara, maintain Dvajam, although born by an illicit connection between two. Brahaspati, O Brahaspati, Jato, left, Jat, because, Uktva, having said, Pitaro, both the father and mother, Bharadvajaha, by the name Bharadvaja, Tataha, thereafter, to, end it, Ayam, this child, Aishishu. Mudhe Bharadvajam imam Bharadvajam Bruhaspati Jato Jadukta Pitaru Bharadvajastastvayam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Bruhaspati said to Mamata, you foolish woman, although this child was born from the wife of one man, through the semen discharged by another, you should maintain him. Upon hearing this, Mamata replied, O Bruhaspati, you maintain him. After speaking in this way, Bruhaspati and Mamata both left. Thus the child was known as Bharadvaja. Text 39. Chodyamana surairevam matva vitatham atmajam Visrujan maruto abhindran dattoyam vitathe annoye. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Although encouraged by the demigods to maintain the child, Mamata considered him useless because of his illicit birth, and therefore she left him. Consequently, the demigods known as the Marutas maintained the child, and when Maharaj Bharat was disappointed for want of a child, this child was given to him as his son, purported by Srila Prabhupada. From this verse it is understood that those who are rejected from the higher planetary systems are given a chance to take birth in the most exalted families on this earth planet. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports, 9th canto, 20th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Dynasty of Puru. This verse says, from this verse is understood that those who are rejected from the higher planetary system are given a chance to take birth in most exalted families on this planet Earth. Those are born in higher planetary systems, they are demigods. But when they are rejected from that, they fall down here, our planet, and get a chance. What is that chance? To get a human birth. Yes, that is chance. Yes, get a human birth. That is chance. And he is especially take birth in most exalted families on this planet Earth. So human birth is a chance. Yes. Therefore, human birth is considered rarely achieved birth, dullabha manava janma. Demigod birth is not considered rarely achieved birth. You want to be elevated to higher planetary system to have the demigod birth, Goloka Vrindavan? No. You have so many material desires you want to enjoy. There is abundant enjoyment available. in demigod planet, higher planetary systems, abundant. You cannot imagine, conceive so much. And lifespan is very long, one kalpa. Huh? You cannot calculate how many years, so many thousand years. Huh? One day of Brahma is called one kalpa. Huh? Their lifespan is one kalpa. But your lifespan is how many years? 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 100 years. But how many are surviving for 100 years in Kali Yuga? Very short lifespan. So great long lifespan available there. So much unimaginable material enjoyment is available. You want it, isn't it? No! Yes, you want. Why say no? You have so many material desires. Many nice, beautiful angels, heavenly girls are able to enjoy there. Yes, very beautiful. Isn't you want that? No. From lips says no, and the heart says yes, yes, yes. Isn't it? Heart says yes, yes. Lips says no, 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 no. Yes, yes. Krishna knows your heart. You cannot cheat Krishna. If you speak from the lips, Krishna says, he's a cheater, only cheating. And the heart says, yes, yes. And lips says, no, 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 no. Do you understand? One who is a greedy person, very greedy to eat. So there, people are sitting there in the line for eating. Food is served. So, greedy person wants to eat more, but feels ashamed to speak, give me more. No. People will think, he's such a glutton. He eats so much. Then when the person who serves food comes, will you take more, want more? He says, no, 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 no. But he's in the heart says, yes. But he says, I don't want. Give him. Give him means who is sitting just beside him. He's close. Just give him. I don't want. No, 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 no. I don't want. No, 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 no. Give him, give him, give him. And he gives him, then he says, give me. He's like that. And Golok Vrindavan is like that. He says, no, 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 I don't want, no, no. he wants. I don't want. Rasikananda wants, I don't want. So this is a chance that to have really achieved human birth. He gets this really achieved human birth here, when he is rejected there and falls here in this earth planet, takes a chance, is given a chance to take birth as a human being in an aristocratic family, elevated, exalted family. You understand? This is the chance. The demigod birth is not really achieved birth. Human birth is elegant. Because in human birth only this paramartha, Krishna bhakti, prem bhakti is available. In demigod birth, they cannot get pure devotion, prem bhakti. They are devotion, they have devotion, but it's mixed devotion. Mixed karma misra, jnana misra bhakti. Do you understand? Mixed with karma or jnana, not pure devotion. Demigods, because they have so much opulence, material opulence, they have some controlling power. They control the affairs, some of the affairs of this universal affairs. Therefore, they have been given that chance. And so long, lifespan. Therefore, they are very puffed up. Very puffed up, proud. Yes, isn't it? Sometimes it so happens that even they defy Supreme Lord. Yes. They defy, because they become intoxicated, become mad after that. Power and position. Yes, power and position. They become mad, intoxicated. They even forget that they have been given this chance by the mercy of the Lord. They defy so many instances. When Krishna stopped Indra Puja, that day we are discussing from 10th canto of the Krishna book, Govardhana Puja, introduced Govardhana Puja, Indra became angry. Indra became angry. Said, what? These cowherd men, Vrajabhumi, hearing a mere boy, stopped my puja. So I teach them a good lesson. Then he became angry, ordered his all these, what say, clouds, Ambartaka, Sambartaka, Drona, Sumini, go and pour incident, rain there, inundate whole Vrajabhumi, wash away. Cyclone came, so many clouds came, mega, torrential, Indra himself came riding on his carrier, Airavadhasti, thunderbolt, continuously 7 days, there was so heavy outpour, whole Vrajabhumi was inundated, but Krishna protected them, left in Giri Govardhana. They were protected, and Indra couldn't do anything. Then at last his pride was crushed. Then he came down and begged the apology, isn't it? So they are puffed up, proud, demigods. To develop pure devotion, especially prem bhakti, Mahaprabhu has taught us, Tunadapi sunichena taroriva saishnu namanena manadena kirtaniya salahari. One should think himself much humbler than a blade of grass lying on the street. And the lowest of the low. And the lowest of the low. If a chronological list will be prepared, number one, then number two, number three, number four, in this way my name will come buttonmost level. Nobody is beyond me. Everybody is above me. That is the mentality. Should be mentality, do you understand? That should be the mentality of the person who is very much eager to do Hari Bhajan. You understand? Tunadapi sunichina, taroriva saishnuna, be as tolerant as tree. Amani manada, amani manada. Don't demand respect. Pay respect to one and all. Krishna Adhisthanani, because Krishna is there in the heart of everybody. This should be mentality. With this, developing this mentality, do Hari Bhajan chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Imatahyaje Krishna Nam Loiks Krishna Sranipa Primu Pujai. Developing this mentality, you chant Hare Krishna, the minute you will get Krishna Prima. This is the teaching of Mahaprabhu and Siddhastava. But demigods are very puffed up, proud. They are not humble at all. So there is no chance at all to develop pure bhakti. Only chance is available in human birth. Therefore, human birth is considered rarely achieved birth, not demigod birth. Labdva sudlavam imam bahusam bhavanti manusyam arthadam anityam apiya dhira Surnam jateta na patedan murtu javat nisraya saya visaya kharu sarvatra syat. 11th canto of Bhagavatam, you have 11th canto, 9th chapter, 29th verses. After undergoing lots, birth in other spaces, one gets a chance to get the human birth, you understand? One gets a chance to get the human birth. You should understand, Golok Vrindavan, you have already taken birth in lots of other species. You are a dog, you are a hog, you are a tree, mountain, you are a worm in this stool also. You are an aquatic animal, a beast, tiger, lion, ass, So many baths, lots of baths already gone. Now, Supreme Lord has given you a chance. Do you understand? He has given you human birth. When human birth is available, chance is available. What is chance? To develop complete Krishna consciousness. To develop pure devotion. That is paramartha lava, Krishna bhakti. Do you understand? That chance is not in any other birth, even demigod's birth, that chance is not there, not to develop pure devotion. Pure devotion only available in human birth. Therefore, human birth is considered really achieved birth. In this very birth, you'll get Krishna. Bhaktyahu ekagrajya bhaktyamanga vijanati bhaktyastanana labhya. In Gita and Bhagavata, Krishna says, how can one get him? Only by bhakti. Pure bhakti, suddha bhakti. By pure bhakti, Krishna is available. That means this bath is intended for getting Krishna. To understand Krishna, to get Krishna, to see Krishna. Yes. This is the only purpose of this real actual human bath. But getting human bath, one doesn't make any endeavor to develop such Krishna bhakti, pure Krishna bhakti. What is the value of his birth? It's useless. Do you understand? Again, this chance has been given to you for a very short time. Very short time. Any moment, death may come. This body will be finished. Who knows? Death may come today. Do you know? Death may come today, yes, such uncertainty is there. Any moment, there is such time, this really achieved body, human body may be finished. Though who is intelligent, wise, he should understand this, then he should not even waste one moment of his valuable human time. He should not waste even one moment. Every moment he should utilize how to develop complete Krishna consciousness, how to develop pure devotion. Every moment he should be engaged, should engage every moment of his time. Do you understand? He is intelligent. He is wise. This, churnam jateta na patida na mrtya javat nisraya saya visaya ghalu sarvata. This visaya bhoga, material enjoyment, sense enjoyment is available any type of body. Body of an aquatic animal, body of an worm, germ, insect, isn't it? Body of a dog, hog, any beast, body of a bird, you see, is available. Is available, yes. But this body is not meant for sense enjoyment or sensual enjoyment or material enjoyment. Body is meant for developing complete Krishna consciousness. Developing pure devotion through by which you can get Krishna. Do you understand? As long as this visual sukha, this material enjoyment is available in any type of body, in any planetary systems, without endeavor it is available. Why are you making endeavor? You are a fool. You are a fool, not making endeavor to get material enjoyment, sensual enjoyment. Without endeavor it is available. Any body, any planetary systems. But in other bodies, there is no chance that one can develop complete Krishna consciousness or pure devotion to Krishna. whose only chance is available in this human body. Therefore, this is known as durlabha janma, rarely achieved birth. In Bhagavata, many places this has been said. Sadhu Mahajana Acharyas, they have also said repeatedly. Seventh canto Bhagavata, 7, 6. Fifth verse says, Tato dati takusala khemāya bhavamāsritaḥ sariraṁ purusaṁ jāvanna vipadyeta puskalam. Retranslation. 7, 6, 5. What the verse? Tato dati takusala? Yes.
Therefore, while in material existence, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong from right must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life.
What is the highest goal of life? What is that? Yes, develop pure devotion to Krishna, yes.
As long as the body is stout and strong.
Stout and strong, yes. Very stout, strong body. Huh? Is it feeble body? Huh? Your body, weak body? No, strong and stout, yes, yes.
And is not embarrassed by dwindling.
Not embarrassed by dwindling, is dwindling, yes. Yes. Dwindling, very strong body. Yes, yes. Bolo. Yes. Prahlad Maharaj, this is Prahlad Maharaj's statement. Prahlad Maharaj, Mahajan says, yes.
Therefore, while in material existence, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong from right must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life. As long as the body is stout and strong and is not embarrassed by dwindling.
He must make endeavor how to develop pure devotion, complete Krishna consciousness. So not waste even one moment. No, don't waste. Chaitanya Bhagavata says, javat marana nahi upasanna hoy, tavat seva krishna karyanishchay. As long as death has not come to you, body is strong and stout, take care how to develop complete Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti. 11th canto of Bhagavata also says, durlava manusa deho dehi naam khana bhangura. Manusa deha durlava, this human body is really achieved body, achieved bath, khana bhangura, but sometime, any moment, it may be finished, death may come, but don't. As long as death has not come, only endeavor a wise man should make how to develop complete Krishna consciousness, how to develop pure devotion. You understand? Indriya sukha, sensual enjoyment, sense gratification, material enjoyment is available in any other body, in any planetary system. One should not make any endeavor for that. First canto. 1, 5, 18, he said, tallabhyate dukhapadanyata sukham. 1, 5, 18, read.
Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala.
Not available, that bhakti is not available anywhere. It is available in this body. Intelligent man, persons should make endeavor for that. Without any endeavor, this material enjoyment is available. Sense enjoyment is available. Do you think the dog makes any endeavor to get it? Hog makes any endeavor to get it? Or a worm in the stool makes an endeavor to get it? Why are you making endeavor to get this material enjoyment? You are a fool. Do you understand? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Vishaya sukhamanyata prachina karmata eva sarvatra naraka sugara janmadapati labhyate dukhavat. Do you want misery? Suffering? Unhappiness, birth, death, old age and disease, these are miseries. You want it. You don't want. Why it comes to you? Though you don't want, still they come to you. Birth comes, death comes, old age comes, isn't it? Disease comes. You don't want, why they come? Because it's already allotted to you according to your prior karma. Understand? Similarly, according to your prior karma, this material enjoyment, whatever, is available, definitely come to you. No need of making an endeavor for it. As miseries come without endeavor, similarly, the sense enjoyment, material enjoyment will come to you according to the allotment, your prarabdha karma to you. Why are you making endeavor for it? The fool. Do you understand? 11th canto, 11:8, chapter, first verse says, Sukham indrakum dasam sukhi narkai vacha dehino jad jatha dukham tasman nechati tad buddha. You have. This indriya sukha, material enjoyment, material sense enjoyment is available in heavenly planets, even hellish planets also. Yes. As dukkha, the misery, unhappiness, birth, death, old age and disease available, and similarly, without endeavor, everywhere, and this material universe in any bodies, similarly, this indriya sukha, material enjoyment, sensual enjoyment, is available in any body, any planetary systems. You understand? So, one who is wise and intelligent, he should understand that, and he should not make any endeavor for it. Only he should make endeavor how to develop complete Krishna consciousness or pure devotion. This is not available in any body. It's only available in human body. Do you understand? 7:6. Bhagavata 7th canto. This is again Prahlad's statement. 7:6:3. Sukhangandyakundaitya deha jogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate daiva jatha dukhanga jatnata. Yes.
Prahlad Maharaj continues, My dear friends born of demoniac families, The happiness received with reference to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life.
Any form of life, yes. Dark form or half form of life. A worm in the stool also is available, yes. Yes.
According to one's past fruitive activity.
It is already allotted to you. Yes.
Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor.
Without endeavor obtained. Yes. Why are you making endeavor? You are a fool. Fool. Yes.
Just as we obtain distress.
Yes. Nobody wants distress, it comes to you because of your prarabdha karma. Similarly, it will come. Do you understand?
Vratana Arya Purana says, Aprarthitani dukkhani jathiva yasti dehinam sukhanyapi tathamanni daivam atratirichyate. Same meaning.
Nobody wants misery, unhappiness. It comes according to the allotment of his prarabdha karma. Similarly, this material enjoyment, sensual enjoyment comes. The wise, intelligent man should not make endeavor for it. Do you understand? 7:13:25 verses.
Yadruchaya lokamimam prapita karma vir brahman sagapapargayo dvarum tirasyang punarasya cha.
7:13:25, Abdu says to Prahlad Maharaj. Yes, lokamimam, yes.
In the course of the evolutionary process, which is caused by fruitive activity due to undesirable material sense gratification, I have received this human form of life, which can lead to the heavenly planets, to liberation, to lower species, or to rebirth among human beings.
As you sow, so you'll reap. If you do some punya karma, pious activity, getting this human body, then you elevated to him. Heavenly planet, get demigod's body, demigod's bath, so much unimaginable material enjoyment will happen. If you commit sinful activity in this body, then push down to narka planet, hellish planets, isn't it? You suffer there, get punishment from Jamaraj, thousands of years. You follow? Then you get lower birth, hog, dog, worm, insect, that birth. Do you understand? But getting this real human birth, if you develop complete Krishna consciousness, develop devotion, cultivate devotion, then you get Krishna, you elevate, go back home, back to Godhead. Do you understand? 10th canto Bhagavatam says also, so many places in Bhagavatam you'll get. Labdhva jana durlabhanga natra manusam kathanchid abhyanga madhatnato anagha padhar vinnana bhajatya sanmatir gohandha kupe patito tatha pasu. You have? Tenth canto, 51 chapter, verse 46 says, Labdhva jano durlabhangatra manusam kadanchid bhanga madatna vanagha. You have? Padhar vinnana bhajatya sanmatir gohandha kupe patito tatha pasu. Do you understand?
Computer.
This is Mutsukanda statement. When one gets this human birth, it is to be understood that you have some sukruti, do you understand, ajnata, and non-sukruti, that Supreme Lord has given you this birth, human birth, and this you should understand is really achieved birth, dullabha. But getting this birth, who doesn't engage himself in Hari Bhajan, Krishna Bhajan, engage himself rendering loving service unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he is foolish. Do you understand? Rather, he engages himself how to get more and more material enjoyment like animals, then he becomes entangled in this family affairs. Do you understand? Family circle, family bondage, wife, son, daughter, attachment, very strong material attachment, the griha, the home, that is like a deep, dark well. He falls there, very much attached to it. He is a fool. Do you understand? The pasu, he is a beast, he is an animal. He cannot be said a human being. Do you understand? Jasyatma buddhi kuna petri dhatke, sudhi kartarisu, bhumujjudhi, jatitta buddhi na kasalle karichet, janeswa bhigyensu saiva gokhara. That verse is there. Is either gokhara, either a cow or an ass, who develops this access the body as self. Jasyatma buddhi kuna peti dhatu. This body filled with three dhatus, vata, pitta, kapha, mucus, bile, air, this bag. I think this bag is self, and those who are related to this bag, wife, son, daughter, mine are not related, others, they say like that. And land in which the bag is born, body is born, my motherland to be worshipped, to say it like that. He cannot be categorized as human being, rather he is categorized as an ass. either ass or cow, means animal, beast. Do you understand? Fourth canto, Mahārāja, 423, 28. Labdhāpavargyam manusyam viṣayesu viṣajyate.
Any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle.
Hard struggle for existence, hard struggle, yeah? Day and night toiling hard like an ass, yes, isn't it? Yes.
And who, after obtaining a human form of life, which is a chance to attain liberty. Which is a chance to attain liberation from miseries.
Yeah.
Undertakes the difficult task of fruitive activity. Must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self.
Cheated and envious of his own self, does so. Understand? Yes. So many you'll find quotations are there, many places in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th kind of Bhagavatam also. Devadatta mimo labdhan loko majitendriha, jo nadriyat tatpada sa satya hyatma banchagaha. 10:63, verse 41. You have 10:63, 10th kind of 63 chapter. Verse 41. This is Rudra's statement, Sivaji's statement. Devadatta mimam labdhvānu lokam ajitendriya jo nadriyatat pādau sa sucya hātma vanchaka. Rudra Dev, Sivaji says, offering prayer to Lord. O Lord, one was got on this reality, achieved human birth, but not engaged in your bhajan. This body is meant for Hari bhajan. Getting this reality man body, one is not engaged in bhajan, Krishna bhajan, Hari bhajan. Rather, he becomes entangled in sense enjoyment. Runs after how to fulfill the demands of the body, eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Do you understand? It is to be understood that he is cheated. He is cheating himself. He is cheating himself. Atma vanchana. Do you understand? He is cheating himself. So many, in many places, this has been said in Shastra, and you will see we are singing those songs also, Mahajana, Sadhu, Nartan Das Thakur, Hari Hari, you have that. Hari Hari Vipale Janama Goyaina, Manusya Janma Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajya Janya Sunya Visakhaina.
Yes. O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a human birth, and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna, I have knowingly drunk poison.
Getting this real actually human birth, who is not engaged in Radha Krishna bhajan, is deliberately eating poison. Janya sunya visakhain, is wasting, is uselessly wasting his valuable human birth lifetime. Gokuler premdhano harinam sankirtana ratina janmila kene thai. Sansara visanale divanisi yajjole juraite na koi no upaya.
The treasure of divine love in Golok Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy name. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about?
Why? Why? Attraction is not coming to it. To chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Why are you not attracted towards it? Golokar Premanana, this don't belong to the material world. It belongs to Goloka Vrindavan. Gaur Nithai, they have brought it here. Yes, so merciful. Yes. Bolo.
Day and night my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness.
Yes. So what is the remedy for it? Huh? How can extinguish that fire? Huh? Fire, poison of worldliness. How can you extinguish it? Huh? How can you extinguish it? Bolo. Huh? Doing Hari Bhajan. If you do Hari Bhajan, then this fire will be extinguished. Do you understand? Yes.
And I have not taken the means to relieve it.
Yes, that is the only means, that you are not taking the means. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachisuta Hilo Sei, Balaram Hilo Nitai, Dina Hina Dada Chilo Harinay Muddhala Tarzaki Jagai Madhai. Yes.
Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Braj, became the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram became the Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. Two sinners, Jagai and Madhai, are evidence of this.
They are evidence. Such. Those who are so degraded, fallen, such sinful person, they are delivered. They take to this chanting Hare Krishna, getting mercy of Nithai and Gaur. Huh? But you are not taking this chance. Ha ha, Prabhu Nanda Sutta. Vrishabhāna sudhājito karuna karo ivār narottam dās kohe nā thiliyā rāngā pāye tumā bīne kya chē āmār.
O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam dās says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. But who is my beloved except for you?
Who is your beloved? Huh? Who is your beloved? Nobody? Nobody beloved? Krishna is not your beloved? Is there nobody? In the form of His holy name, Krishna descended here, Kali Yuga. There is no other incarnation, His name incarnation. And this really achieved birth, human birth, is available to you for chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Nam bhaja, nam chinta, nam karo sar, ananta Krishna, nam mahima upar. Sotobhar subarna ko koti kanyanam, tadapi na hai Krishna namer sunan. A bar cannot utter, Dog cannot utter Hare Krishna, hawk cannot utter Hare Krishna, a tree cannot utter. Do you understand? A worm insect cannot utter, but you can utter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Unlimited names of Krishna are there, but this name Krishna is very sweet, very sweeter than the sweetest. Yes, sweeter than the sweetest, such sweet name. Satavar Subarnago is glory is unlimited. Satavar Subarnago Koti Kanyadan Tathapina Hai Krishna Namir Sanam. Nothing will be equal to name of Krishna. Do you understand? Even hundreds of cartload gold. Hundreds of cartload gold. Cannot be equal to name Krishna. One name Krishna. Even you may give in charity the hundreds of cartload gold and give in charity koti kunya. Crores of virgin girls, virgin girls to marry, if a gross though. You may give in charity crores of virgin girls to marry to a brahmachari. Yes. when Vamandev went to Bali Maharaj, sacrificial arena, you understand? He went as a brahmachari. Bali Maharaj said, "Oh, you seem to be a beggar. You want to beg something from me, isn't it? You are a beggar. Brahmachari means beggar. He begs alms. So you seem to be a beggar. You have come here to beg something from me. You are a poor Brahmin, brahmachari. What do you want?" Vamandev said, "I don't want anything. Give me 3 paces of land. So this tiny feet, this. 3 paces. Oh, so tiny feet, little this. What you do this land? If you want, I'll give up all my kingdom to you. You are a brahmachari, you want to marry? I'll give you 1 crore of virgin girls to marry. How many girls you want to marry? 1 crore of virgin girls I'll give you. You want to marry? One may give such thing, but it cannot be equal to the name of Krishna, Baba. Tadapi nahi Krishna namer samaan. Jai naam sai Krishna bhajan isthakari namer saite ache apan sriyari. The full faith, Nishtha, you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Krishna is there in His name. Do you understand? Krishna naam, Hari naam, badai madhur, jai jana bhaje Krishna, se bada chatur. Name of Krishna, name of Hari is very sweet, nectarian, sweeter than the sweetest. One who does Krishna bhajan is most intelligent person. Do you understand? Suna suna ore bhai naam sankirtana je naam sravane hoi paap vimochana. One should chant and another should hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Ram. This transcendental sound vibration in a pure Vaishnava chant, this comes out from the lips of a pure Vaishnava, pure name, this transcendental sound vibration touches the ear of somebody, that person becomes also delivered. Do you understand? Yes. All your sinful reactions will be destroyed if you hear. Chanting from the lips of a pure Vaishnava. Transcendental sound vibration. Brahmadi devadar dhyan nahi pahai, sedane vanchita hale kiyave upai. This is dhana. This is invaluable asset. This is bhakti dhana. Do you understand? Bhakti is a dhana. Bhakti is an invaluable asset. Prema dhana. Prema. Krishna prema is a dhana. Do you understand? Is an invaluable asset. And this is available by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Niraparade naam loile paaye prem dhana, mukhya pathe jiva paaye Krishna prema dhana. This is the chief result of chanting Hare Krishna, is to get Krishna prema. This is invaluable asset. If our chanting is offenseless, divinity will get Krishna prema. This is an invaluable asset. Even Brahma, demigods headed by Brahma, cannot have it. And this human birth is available to you, really achieved birth, to earn this asset, this invaluable asset, Krishna Premadana. In other body, you cannot earn it. This body you cannot, even demigods headed by Brahma, cannot have it. You wasted your real achieved birth. The chance has been given to you out of foolishness. You wasted it. Intelligent man never misses chance. He never miss. You missed the chance. Never miss. No chance has never. I must take advantage of it. I should not miss it. Do you understand? Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Nartam Das Thakur, Premanand Das Thakur, they are all Vaishnava Mahajana Acharyas, they have said. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, you have that? This is Arunodaya Kirtana. Udilarunapurabhage jamani gora amani jage. Bolo! Udilarunapurabhage Gela nagar braje bhakta samu aaya sabe gela nagar braje tathai bajalo kholo nana ghana tai dhanjiro rolo Dhala dhala sonaro anga charaninu pura baje
Dhala dhala sonaro anga charaninu pura baje
Mukunda madhava jadava hari Bole na bolo re badana bhari
Mukunda madhava jadava hari
Thank you.
the eastern horizon becomes tinged with the redness that heralds the rising of the sun, the jewel among the brahmanas, Gaurasunda, immediately awakened. Taking his devotees with him, he journeyed through the towns and villages of Nadia.
Doing sankirtan, We are doing now in month of Kartik. Are you joining? You are lazy. Lazy, isn't it? Why are you becoming lazy? Join! Nagar Sankirtan, we are doing 1 month, Kartik month. Early in the morning, just after Mangala Arati, Tulsi Puja, they go out. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Mahaprabhu was doing that. Mahaprabhu set up that example, taking his devotees, him, gets out, straight doing Nagar Sankirtan. So join, join. Yes, then all your ailments will go. You are becoming lazy. Therefore, so many ailments there. Laziness, yes.
Mridangas resounded, tatai, tatai, in quick succession, and the cymbals chimed in tune, in time. Lord Gauranga's golden form slightly trembled in ecstatic love of Godhead, and his footbells jingled.
So sweet, nice, Yes.
Lord Chaitanya calls out to the townsfolk, you spend your nights uselessly sleeping, and your days decorating your bodies.
Yes.
Now just fill your mouth with the holy names, Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava and Hari.
Yes.
Chanting without offense.
Without offense, chant his names, Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, Hari. How are you spending your daytime and night time, he says, Night time you spend sleeping? Uselessly sleeping. Daytime?
Decorating
the body. Take caring body, And so taking bath, isn't it? Then standing before mirror, coming here, moustache, isn't it? Snow, powder, lipstick. Ladies put on lipstick, isn't it? Put on coat, pant, tie. Yes. This way you're wasting time, Just taking care of this nasty body, The clump of dead matter only, Yes.
You have achieved this rare human body.
Rare human body you have achieved, yes.
Don't you care for this gift?
Such a gift is available to you. It's a wonderful stone. What are you doing? You are throwing it into mud. Yes, throwing it into mud. Yes, a wonderful stone, this body. Yes.
If you do not worship the darling of Mother Yasoda...
If you won't do bhajan, Krishna bhajan, the darling of Mother Yasoda. Yasoda Sutta, What will happen?
Then great sorrow awaits you at the time of your death.
Yes, sorrow waiting for you at the time of death, yes.
With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Why then do you remain idle and do not serve the Lord of the heart?
Yes.
You should understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and filled with various kinds of misery.
Various kinds of miseries, yes. Taye nana vidha vipada bhara. This, for the short time, this is really acid body, birth is available to you. And so many miseries are there, sufferings there. Every step there's danger here in this material world. Pade pade vipadam, you should understand, yes.
Therefore, carefully take shelter of the holy name.
Yes.
And remain always engaged in his service as your eternal occupation.
Eternal occupation, yes.
Desiring to shower benedictions upon all living entities, this sweet name of Krishna has descended to this material universe.
This sweet name. Krishna nama so sweet, do you understand? Can you release sweetness? No. Why? So sweet, sweeter than the sweetest. Madhuram, madhuram, metam. Madhuram, madhuram, metam. Sakala nigambali, sat phalam, chit surupam. So sweet. You can't relish sweetness. Then why are you surviving? Better to die. Yeah. Das Thakur says, Kenava Achoy Pran Kisukalabhya Naratam Dasa Kena Nangela Maria. For what happiness? For what happiness you are surviving? Golok Vrindavan. Why are you surviving? For what happiness? To eat stew like a hog? Saying yes, same, sameless person. Has he seen? Sameless. He said yes, 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 yes. To eat stool like a hog. Kyanabhatha pran kisukalabhya narottam dasakena namagala mariya. Narottam Das Thakur says, why Narottam Das will survive? For what happiness? Better to die. If I cannot release the sweetness there, in such sweet nectarian name, Krishna, then why shall I survive? Better to die. You understand? Better to die. Why are you surviving? Better to die. Madhura, madhura, metan, mangala, mangala, anang, sakala, nikambali, sadpalam, chitsarubam, sakrudha, pi, parigita, sadhaya, hrayabha, bhrugubaro, naramatra, tarita, Krishna nam. The name Krishna is sweeter than all the sweetest sounds. Yes, sweeter than the sweetest, more auspicious than the most auspicious things. Best fruit, this is the best fruit of Vedic creeper-like Vedas. Sakala Nigambali, Veda-like creeper. This is the best fruit of that creeper, transcendental by nature. Yes. The last thing in Veda is name of Krishna is last thing. Do you understand? Sakala Nigambali Sattvara. Do you understand? Then it's sweeter than the sweetest. Why don't you release the sweetness, nectarian? Therefore he says, Jagate asya madhur naam abhidyatimira tapana rupe hrudgagane viraj.
And shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. Without the holy name, there is nothing within all the 14 worlds.
Yes, nothing there all 14 planetary systems without the holy name.
Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna.
Yes.
And thus satisfy the soul of Thakur Bhaktivinoda.
Satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda, satisfy your own soul. Your own soul. Then Bhaktivinoda will be happy. Yes. Yes, that is the purport. Follow. Acharyas, they have said, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Premanand Thakur also says, so many acharyas, they have said this. They have said, E mana ki lagi aili bhave, e mana janame harina bhajili, setui manusa kove, e mana janame harina bhajili, setui manusa kove. O mind, speaking to the mind, O mind, why you have come here? You have gotten such a birth, really acid birth, manus janma, human birth, but not chanting Hare Krishna. Why have you come here? Oh mind, you understand? Are you a human being? Are you a human being? But not chanting Hare Krishna? What are you? You are not a human. Why have you come here? Manus akar hoile ki hoy. Manus akar hoile ki hoy. Parabhutero kama. Manus akar hoile ki hoy. paraha bhutera kama maile badani kena na bolo Shri Krishna Govinda nama naile ba Shri Krishna Govinda nama. You have only human form, Baba, isn't it? But you are, your activities are like that of a ghost. Yes. Your form is human form, but your activities are like that of a ghost. Otherwise, why you are not chanting Sri Krishna Govinda? Why you are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Getting this daily achievement, human birth, one don't chant Hare Krishna, his activities are like that of a ghost. Do you understand? Pakhire je namo loai le lo sarisu ko adi ko to pakhire je sarisu ko adi tumi je ihate alasya karo e hoye ke manamoto tumi je alasya karo e hoye ke manamoto. Oh, mind, stupid mind, even a parrot says Krishna, Krishna, yes, isn't it? The bar says, you are not saying, you are such a lazy fellow, very lazy fellow, yes, not getting up, not chanting Hare Krishna, what is this, you understand? Diva sarajani avalo tavalo tachalo parite paro diva paro paro bhitore kokono kono ki govinda bolite maro paro bhitore kakana kena ki govinda bolite na. What are you doing day and night 24 hours, What are you doing day and night 24 hours? Chattering like monkey? Yeah, chitting, chatting, chattering like monkey, abbal, tabal, pachal, gossiping, 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 nonsensical, gossiping, doing, isn't it? But you are not uttering name of Govinda, Do you understand? What are you? Why have you come here to this? Are you a human being? Oh, mind, you are not uttering name of Govinda, Krishna, Govinda, Nama, Do you understand? Saying to his mind, stupid mind, Bhajiba boliye kahiya aili, bolili ki sukha paiye. Bhajiba kahiya aili, bolili ki sukha paiye. Bujhino abaro samana nagare, narake ma jibi jaiye. Bujhino abaro samana nagare narake ma jibi jaiye. Hey, when you are in mother's womb, you are giving words to Krishna that this time I will never forget you, I'll do your bhajan, isn't it? Yes, that is all mentioned in Bhagavatam. Kapila Deva says, in Chaitanya Bhagavatam also, Premananda Thakur says, Mahajana says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, quoting Mahaprabhu's words, isn't it? What Mahaprabhu says?
জীব জাগো জীব জাগো গোরা চাঁদ বলে
জীব জাগো
কত নিদ্রা দাও মায়া পিসা চির কোলে
কত নিদ্রা দাও
অজীব বলিয়া এসে সংসার ভিতরে
অজীব
ভুলিয়া রইলে তুমি অবিদ্যার ভরে
ভুলিয়া
তোমার লইতে আমি হইনু অবতার
তোমার লইতে
আমি বিনা বন্ধু আর কে আছে তোমার
আমি বিনা বন্ধু আর কে আছে তোমার
এনেছি ঔষধি মায়া নাসিবার লাগি
এনেছি ঔষধি মায়া
হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র লেও তুমি মাগি হরি নাম মহামন্ত্র হরি নাম মহামন্ত্র লেও তুমি মাগি
হরি নাম মহামন্ত্র
ভক্তি বিনোদ প্রভু চরণে পড়িয়া
ভক্তি বিনোদ
সেই হরি নাম মন্ত্র লইল মাগিয়া
সেই হরি নাম
কোটিং মহাপ্রভু ওয়ার্স ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর সে জীব জাগো গোরা চান্দ বলে কত নিদ্রা দাও মায়া পিসা চির বলে ওয়েক আপ ওয়েক আপ ও জীব ওয়েক আপ হাউ লং উইল ইউ স্লিপ ইন দি ল্যাপ অফ মায়া অগলি উইজ মায়া হাউ লং উইল ইউ স্লিপ অলরেডি ইউ হ্যাভ স্লেপ্ট লাখস অফ লাইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট মোর মোর He wants, he has more, he is not satisfied. Sleeping so long time, lakhs of lives, in the lap of ugly which Maya, you are not satisfied? Not? Not satisfied, you want to sleep more and snore, isn't it? Lap of Maya? Sleep more and snore? It's a very nice lap. It's a bed of roses, Maya's lap. No? Thorny? Bed of thorns. Not pricking you, pricking. Mahaprabhu, who is your well-wishing friend? Amma bina bandhuar kya ache tamari, is there any friend of yours but me? Your friend says, wake up, wake up, wake up! How long will you sleep in the lap of Maya? Ugly which Maya. Bhajiva bhuliyaan se sansar, bhitre bhuliyaan rohile. You have come here to do bhajan, Baba. When you are in mother's womb, you have given words to Krishna. Oh Lord, please deliver me from this painful situation. This time I will never forget you. I will do your bhajan. You have given these words. You have given your words. You have forgotten now. I am a well-wishing friend. I am reminding you. Mahadana is reminding you. That's it. Bhajiva boliye, kohya oili, bhulili ki sugo paiye. Premananda Das Thakur says, I have given words to Lord when I was in mother's womb, very painful situation. This time I'll never forget you, O Lord. I'll do your bhajan. But I forget. I forget. Why I forget? For what sukha, what happiness? Budhinu avar saman nagare narake majibijaya. Then I understand that again I'll go to abode of Jamaraj. Again I'll fall in dreadful naraka, hellish planet. Suffer there, I think so. You understand? If you want, do hari bhajan. You become lazy. Yes, you become lazy, alosoya, not engaged in hari bhajan, definitely again you'll go to hellish planet, suffer there. Badana bhariya hari balada dikhyadina hoi vetaye kaye premanda se tabe se nitanta edave kutanta daye. So, chant, open mouth loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Is there any loss in it? Loss is all gain. No loss at all, it's all gain. Premananda Thakur says, oh, one who don't do so, definitely go to hell's planet, suffer there, abode of Jamaraj. But this real Yachiri Manbhat is available to you for doing Hari Bhajan and go back home, back to Godhead. No more come to this material world and get a bath again and suffer here. All right. Thank you very much.